But what was the meaning to like the devotees at that time of the perfect master? What were the meanings to them? And it was incredible. Because there was this point, you know, where Peter just got up and said to Jesus, he said, you know, you are the Son of God, you are the Savior. And Jesus turned to Peter and said, you know, you're really lucky. You're really fortunate. And obviously no mortal man has told you this. But this is very fortunate for you to understand that. It's very fortunate for you to realize that. And all of a sudden the importance shifts, the emphasis shifts from gifts and Christmas trees and Christmas lights and everything. And for a devotee, it centers around being saved. It centers around to have that devotion, to have that love. All of a sudden, it takes on a meaning that's real, that's substantial, that has truly a meaning because it is a meaning. It has meant something. It has given that person, that devotee, a hope in life. It has given that devotee a chance just to exist. Because you look at it, and life itself, and just the way I perceive it, is that life itself is like a flower. Is the flower beautiful? Well, maybe to some people it is. Maybe to some people it isn't. That all depends how we look at it. The religions existed at the time when Christ came. But what was the meaning of those religions to those devotees? You know, when every single perfect master has come in this world, and obviously every time he has come, he has done this miraculous thing and we call him the Savior. He has saved us again and again and again because we need to be obviously saved. But he saves us. And he not only saves us, but he saves us from what we need to be saved, which we have no idea of what we really need to be saved from. The thing is that we acquire all this knowledge. We presume that this is what we need to be saved from. This is what we need to be saved from. And all our concepts, one day fail. Yet what a perfect master brings is not speculation, but to take away the speculation. To bring an experience, a simple experience, an experience not tied by words, an experience not tied by any kind of a secondary thing to it, an experience which in itself is real and complete, but a spontaneous experience, a spontaneous grace, being given by Guru Maharaj to all the premis, that's it. I don't have to live in my concepts to have an experience of Guru Maharaj's grace. If I live in my concepts, then I am having the experience of my concepts itself. I'm not having an experience. Then all I'm doing basically is daydreaming. Because what is the most important thing, do you think, was the difference, the basic difference between Judas and the rest of them? You know, people call him, he betrayed Jesus, or he did this, or he did that, or he was crazy, he was in his mind. He was into his concepts. Sure, who wasn't? Well, what was the basic difference? To me, that those devotees accepted Jesus as their Lord and stayed with it. That's it. That was their experience. There was a gratitude. There was an experience. Then there was an acceptance. And that's why there was even an experience. But for Judas, it wasn't Jesus, just Jesus. And it wasn't knowledge, just knowledge. And him, just him. But there was a whole lot of other things involved. What were they? His concepts. His dreams. His fantasies. Because what does my Guru Maharaj bring me? What does my Gurumaji give me? Gurumaji, you know, takes me to this wonderful, wonderful garden. And in this garden, it's full of the most beautiful, beautiful flowers I've ever seen. And the most incredible, incredible sight that I can ever imagine. Ever, ever imagine. And Guru Maharaj takes me to this garden and says, now, open your eyes of faith and look at it. That's all you need, is faith in me. Because if I have that faith in my Guru Maharaj, which I know every minute of the life I live, I need to have that faith. Here it is not a matter of a self-made man, it's not a matter of self-reliance, it's not a matter of having faith in myself, but the faith in Guru Maharaj. Somehow, I know, brings that faith in me to be just that devotee because that experience is flowing. That experience is coming from Him. I don't have to fumble with my intellect and I don't have to fumble with my books and I don't have to fumble with anything. Just have that solid faith in Guru Maharaj. And why? For my own good. Because that is my vision. Through that I can see Guru Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj comes in this world, I mean, we think, you know, and it's kind of easy to believe, when we over-accentuate all these things that, oh yeah, Jesus came in this world and He performed all these incredible miracles. And so that's why we should believe in Jesus. Didn't Judas see all the miracles?